Okay, Navigators, the big news in the AI world today, or I should say yesterday, is the arrival of OpenAI's new reasoning model, OpenAI o1. This model was released, like I said, yesterday as of this recording, Thursday the 12th of September, and it is shaking up the world of AI, and in time, I believe it will be shaking up everybody's world. Anyway, the AI community is going crazy because this is essentially the first look that we're getting, really, the preview of Project Strawberry. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, the big news in the AI world today, or I should say yesterday, is the arrival of OpenAI's new reasoning model, OpenAI o1. This model was released, like I said, yesterday as of this recording, Thursday the 12th of September, and it is shaking up the world of AI, and in time, I believe it will be shaking up everybody's world. Anyway, the AI community is going crazy because this is essentially the first look that we're getting, really, the preview of Project Strawberry. This model, this mystery model, Project Q-Stars, it's also known, that we've been talking about for months in the AI community, and that has caused a lot of rumblings, not only at OpenAI, but in the community in general. And there's just a ton of reactions on the socials, obviously, and in the community. And honestly, they go a little bit of both ways, positive and negative. The primary thing that's different about this O1 model is the time it takes to answer your questions or your prompts. And this is because it's distinctly a reasoning model. It takes the input of your question, and instead of just mirroring or essentially spitting out a known answer that it's basically memorized, quote unquote, you can kind of envision it like having the answers memorized instead of actually being able to reason out or thinking of them. So instead of pulling this answer from the repository of data, it's actually going to think out the problem and reason out the answer, a much more human-like chain of thought. And they do use some chain of thought methodologies as well, and we'll talk about that maybe in another episode. Actually, we'll just dive into it right now. Chain of thought is essentially the prompting method or the logical reasoning method of breaking down a problem into smaller identifiable problems and making it more simple to process. And humans do it naturally, and these new AI models seek to do it the same way. Okay, so it sounds relatively simple, but it's a huge step in taking these models towards something like artificial general intelligence, AGI. Now, many people were wondering if Project Strawberry or Project Q-Star was going to be AGI with all the hype and drama surrounding it, or if it had achieved AGI. And it sounds like the people in the know say that this probably is not the case. It's probably not AGI, but again, it's a huge step towards it. What this model is capable of is PhD level reasoning and problem solving, which is incredibly impressive. There are some places where this model may actually still fall short of previous models like 4.0, but it significantly improves and enhances performance in the areas that those models struggled with, which was exactly what OpenAI wanted and what they were shooting for, a model that implements a different type of thinking, a different type of reasoning, a much more human-like thought process. Not only that, these models are going to improve over time. They are going to self-train and self-correct and refine their answers, their thought processes, and in the end, mitigate mistakes and recognize and learn from the mistakes that they make and correct the output. So what this basically means is, yes, maybe this model might not be quite as impressive today as we all thought or as the hype led us to believe, but the fact that it's going to self-train and self-improve is huge, and it's going to be the reason that this model is so powerful. This model is going to particularly excel in the STEM fields, in science, technology, engineering, and math. And I'll just go ahead and read from the OpenAI preview announcement, linked in the show notes, of course. But again, they released these new models, which are specifically designed to take more time to think about their response. They should be better equipped to handle the complex tasks and harder problems that challenged previous LLMs. And again, they say primarily in the fields of science, coding, and math. So now this is a preview of the model that we're seeing now and that's being made available, which is in a way even more exciting, really. The fact that this is a product that's going to be seeing improvements and further developments as time goes on, not only in its own self-training, but in the modifications that the OpenAI team is going to make. And again, I'll just skim a section of the OpenAI landing page here on how this model works. Again, these models have been trained to spend a greater amount of time considering their answers to the problems that you present them. And The goal is to be much more human-like in their behavior. And again, they're going to be able to refine their thinking and correct themselves through training. This next section is really crazy. It talks about the tests that OpenAI ran on this model. And it sounds like the model in the next update, or maybe the next model that we see, the next version of O1, that is going to, we're going to see, and they say here that it performs similarly to PhD students in tasks like physics, chemistry, and biology. And then here's the big one. They also found that it excels in math and coding. Quote unquote, in a qualifying exam for the International Mathematics Olympiad, the IMO, GPT-4o correctly solved only 13% of the problems. Now get ready for this. The reasoning model scored 83%, which is just an incredible leap in capability. There's a technical research post that dives more into the data about these tests and evaluations, which is also super awesome. OpenAI is working on being more transparent in their research and in their releases. Although the general opinion or thought process is that they likely have far more advanced models in development right now, particularly since they are now working closely with the government. Okay, so getting back to the OpenAI post here, they also say that there are many common cases where GPT-4o is going to be more capable in the near term, like we talked about. That this is going to be the case while this new model adapts and learns. For instance, it's still in early stages. Therefore, unlike GPT-4o, it right now cannot access the internet. It cannot scrape the internet. You can't upload images. It's not multimodal. But for the more complex reasoning tasks, it by far outperforms GPT-4o. Now, they also say here that since this represents a new level of AI capabilities, they're actually resetting their counter back to 1. So we're going from 4.0, GPT-4, and starting back at 1.0, which is a bold move marketing-wise and pretty exciting also, I think, as far as building some expectation and some anticipation of what these next AI models will be capable of. Another big part of this announcement is the renewed focus on safety, and not so much renewed, but at least publicly clarifying a renewed focus on safety. With these new models, OpenAI has a new safety training approach that they say harnesses the model's reasoning capabilities to be able to reason about their safety rules in context, and therefore to adhere more rigidly to those alignment goals. For instance, there is a practice called jailbreaking in the AI community, within AI users, in which you essentially push a model to see if you can get it to break its safety rules, break its directives, as it were. So when OpenAI tested these new models against their toughest jailbreaking test, GPT-4o scored a 22 out of 100. The new reasoning model, 84 out of 100. So just a ton more adherence and alignment to safety protocols from these reasoning models. They have some more links here to give you more information about the jailbreaking testing. I will link to them in the show notes. They have a system card and a research post that you can check out. And the next part here on the landing page is particularly interesting. So in order to match the new capabilities of these models, as it says here on the website, OpenAI has quote unquote bolstered their safety work. They share, again, a preparedness framework, and I think we might have talked about the preparedness framework at one point or another, but it's basically just a framework that is to be prepared for to align AI and humans. And I'll also link to that framework. But again, it's what they're using for testing and evaluation of their models. Of course, they're doing red teaming. And I think we've talked about red teaming on the show before, but if we haven't, it's basically a practice in AI, which essentially means testing the AI aggressively for errors or for misalignment or safety issues. Perhaps even more importantly, OpenAI has now formalized agreements with the AI safety institutes in the United States and the UK, which is a big deal. And I think it's great news. We certainly need a collaborative global effort to bring AI to the masses safely. Okay, so if you are a ChatGPT Plus or Team user, you will now be able to access these new O1 models using the O1 preview or the O1 mini model in your ChatGPT interface. It does look like there are some early rate limits that are going to be placed on these models. For instance, you'll have 30 messages a week for the O1 preview and 50 messages a week for the O1 mini. It looks like the API also went up in price to pull or request these models, which makes sense. They also say here that they're working to reduce those costs, but primarily they're working to enable ChatGPT to quote unquote automatically choose the right model for a given prompt, which will be another huge step in these tools and user interfaces when we no longer have to decide what model to use, but the tool itself can pull from hopefully the entire pool of open source models and paid models. That would be nice. So if you are a ChatGPT user and you have Pro or you're on the team, go check out these models. Whatever problems or issues or prompts that you've maybe been having some trouble with the other LLMs, or if the other LLMs aren't really outputting the response or the solution to your problem or issue with the level of insight or complexity that you're satisfied with, try handling the same prompt in these O1 models. And of course, be patient. You're going to have to wait a little extra for the reasoning to take place. Try to remember how spoiled we are with this crazy technology. And let's not take it for granted that we have to wait an extra 30 seconds or so for a PhD level AI to help us with our problems. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is by far the most helpful thing you can do for the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.